And in a tweet this morning, the president said the U.S. stands in absolute solidarity with the United Kingdom.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. At least 8 people still missing. The bomber died, but a 23-year-old man's now been taken into custody in connection with the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for the 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now. ProTrump45.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As ISIS claims responsibility for it, the British Prime Minister Theresa May says last night's terrorist attack at an arena in Manchester, England, was a new low even for terrorism.
Deliberately targeting innocent, defenseless children and young people who should have been enjoying one of the most memorable nights of their lives.
After at least 22 people were killed and 50 or more injured, President Trump says while in Israel earlier today that terrorism must be obliterated.
And I mean completely obliterated.
He called the terrorists behind the attack evil losers. And in a tweet this morning, the president said the U.S. stands in absolute solidarity with the United Kingdom.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. At least 8 people still missing. The bomber died, but a 23-year-old man's now been taken into custody in connection with the attack. This is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
President Trump's foreign trip continues. He's left Israel bound for Rome now, where he'll meet with Pope Francis at the Vatican. Before leaving Israel, he met with the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, saying after the meeting that the two discussed fostering peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
President Abbas assures me he is ready to work toward that goal in good faith. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has promised the same.
The Archdiocese of St. Louis and some other organizations are suing that city over a local ordinance regarding abortion rights. The lawsuit filed yesterday seeks to overturn a measure that prevents employers or landlords from discriminating against women who've had or are considering having abortions. Opponents say they believe the ordinance would force the church and other groups that oppose abortion to sanction it. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Five of the six Baltimore police officers involved in the Freddie Gray case are now facing internal department charges. The Baltimore Sun reporting three of the officers could end up fired. Gray died 2 years ago of a severe spinal cord injury that he suffered while being transported in a police van following his arrest under questionable circumstances. A Mississippi lawmaker apologizing for saying Louisiana leaders should be lynched for removing Confederate monuments. Lisa Carter has an update.
In a weekend Facebook post, Mississippi State Representative Carl Oliver said leadership in New Orleans should be lynched for the removal of Confederate monuments, compare their actions to Nazis. But then on Monday, the Republican lawmaker wrote he wished to extend an apology for any embarrassment he caused to his colleagues and fellow Mississippians. Four monuments were targeted for removal, with the last one taken down in New Orleans last week.
Drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is fighting his extradition to a Brooklyn federal court from his Manhattan prison cell, as we hear from Sarah Lee Kessler.
El Chapo claims he was illegally sent from a Mexican prison this past January to face charges in Brooklyn that he ran the murderous billion-dollar Sinaloa cartel for years. He wants to see the paperwork to back up that claim.
And we're getting word that actor Roger Moore, known for his portrayals of James Bond, has died at 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning, this is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, 11:08 a.m. We are in Flemington, New Jersey, where it's 61 degrees. The weather today will be highs in the near 72. East wind 3 to 5 miles per hour, but mostly cloudy. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly before midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Southeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the evening. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, showers likely mainly after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 56. East wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday showers and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog, high near 65. And Thursday evening showers likely mainly before 3 a.m. Patchy fog before 3 a.m. as well. Otherwise cloudy with a low around 56. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Friday and the weekend, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with high near 73. And then Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 76. And Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with the highs in the mid-70s. Chance of precipitation is 40%. We'll have one more commercial break, and then we'll be back with Joe Patton from Some Things About Money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And you are listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Hiding Associates, located 1318 Route 31 North in Annandale, New Jersey, here with Tony Clark, talking to you about all of the things you want to know about money. First and foremost, we had some reports come out this morning, an interesting number. Reuters had an article about April new home sales falling from a near 9.5-year high. New U.S. single-family home sales did tumble from a near 9.5-year high in April, but the housing recovery remains likely intact amid tightening labor markets. The Commerce Department said today new home sales declined 11.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 569,000 units last month. March's sales pace was revised up to 642,000 units, which was the highest level since October of 2007. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast new home sales, which account for 9.8% of overall home sales, decreasing 15% to a pace of 610,000 units last month, from the previously reported rate of 621,000 units. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal had expected sales to drop 1% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 615,000. New home sales increased 0.5% on a year-on-year basis. April sales drop came after three straight months of increases. Shrinking labor market slack, marked by a 4.4% unemployment rate, is, improving employment opportunities for young Americans, helping to underpin demand for housing. The housing market also continues to be supported by historically low mortgage rates, with the 30-year fixed mortgage rate hovering just above 4%. But rising building material costs, as well as shortages of lots and labor, have left builders struggling to meet demand, keep housing prices elevated. A report last week showed home building fell for a second straight month in April, hitting its lowest level in 5 months. In April, the new single-family home sales number, fell 7.5% in the Northeast region. Sales plunged to 26.3% in the West, to their lowest level since October of 2015. They fell 4% in the South and declined 13.1% in the Midwest. The inventory of new homes on the market increased 1.5% to 268,000 units last month, the highest level since July of 2009. Still, new housing stock remains less than half of what it was at its peak during the housing boom of 2006. You remember 2006? A long time ago. We all loved looking at our housing prices and seeing how much equity we may pull out to buy stuff like cars or take vacations. Didn't end well, and I suspect more of that is beginning to take place today. At April's sales pace, it would take 5.7 months to clear the supply of houses on the market, up from 4.9 months in March. A six-month supply is viewed as a healthy balance between supply and demand. So, not bad as far as the housing numbers go. You know, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening in the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up 26.4 points, 20,921. The S&P is up 3.15 to 2397. The NASDAQ is up just over 1 point to 6134. Over in Europe, the FTSE is currently at 7,500, up 4 The DAX is up 36. The CAC is up 23.7. Oil prices, oil is up 17 cents a barrel to 51.30. Gold down $1.60 an ounce to 12.5980, and the 10-year Treasury yield currently sitting at 2.247%. So that is the market update. So, Tony, I think what we'll do is kind of ease into our first break of the show, and when we come back, we will answer the question about the delayed tax season as to whether or not it hindered consumer activity at the start of this year.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back. You are listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heidi & Associates. Did a delayed tax season hinder consumer activity to start the year? Good question. Consumers, accounting for nearly 70% of the total U.S. economic activity, could be a critical determinant of market sentiment over the intermediate term. Some major U.S. equity market Equity indices attained a new high, all-time high, in the first quarter, even as consumer spending hit somewhat of a lull. There are a few factors that could have influenced consumer behavior in quarter number one, most of them likely temporary. We also note that spending on a year-over-year basis was still rather solid and income growth remained strong. One of the most notable potential negative influences during quarter number one was a delay in the issuance of tax refunds. This was the first year that the IRS had to adhere to the new laws designed to detect fraud in personal tax filings. The new law required the IRS to process returns that utilize the earned income tax credit and or the additional child tax credit later in the tax season as a means to combat fraudulent filings. Typically, a high percentage of individual returns filed early in the season utilizes these credits, so the refunds issued against these returns ended up being well behind year-ago rates. How much? Well, with the tax filing season now over, the IRS reports that the total value of tax refunds issued this year amounted to $284.8 billion, a 1.8% increase over 2016. Wow, I wish somebody would give me a loan that size at zero interest, Tony. In mid-February, the dollar amount of refunds issued was 14.4%, or about $17.4 billion. That was below 2016 levels at the same stage. By early March, the total number of refunds issued were still 8% behind year-ago levels. Overall, we believe consumer spending may be delayed but not deterred, as we believe fundamentals in the space remain quite strong. Retail sales showed a modest recovery in April, but we need to see additional data detailing stronger consumer activity here in the month of May to further allay market, well, let's say concerns in our view. So a little bit of a delay, but not too bad. Well, let's see. Today, equity valuations. A lot of conversation about that. The valuations, well, picture in U.S. equities has improved slightly after the best quarter for earnings growth in 6 years. After peaking at nearly 8 times in early March, the forward earnings multiple of the S&P 500 has come back a bit to 17.5 times with the help of steady stock prices and strong earnings growth. With the first quarter earnings season coming to a close, results remain impressive with the S&P 500 companies on track to post year-over-year earnings per share growth of 14.4% on sales growth of 7.7%. Consensus estimates prior to the start of earnings season had called for earnings per share growth of 9% and sales growth of 5%. Full year 2017 earnings per share growth forecast currently stand at 10.5%, up from 9.9% at the start of the first quarter reporting season. In spite of the pressure, eased by better than expected quarter one earnings, we continue to caution that equity valuations remain elevated by historical standards. In our view, extended equity valuations leave little room for error. Even a minor setback could potentially be volatility inducing. With valuations on a high side, of historical experience, it may take positive macroeconomic or even political surprises to push stocks meaningfully higher. Many long-term data points suggest that stocks are richly valued. However, historically low interest rates can help to justify a higher earnings multiple in our view. We, along with the Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee, continue to favor more cyclically exposed S&P 500 industry sectors such as information technology and attractively valued sectors such as healthcare. Earnings growth could act as a key driver to equity momentum in the back half of 2017 as valuations have become a bit stretched. Now, we were talking about a couple of sectors. Ameriprise, as we normally talk about every week, has a global asset allocation committee that comes out with U.S. and global equity region views, whether to overweight, equal weight, or underweight those sectors. And currently, in the U.S. equity sector, They do have overweights for energy financials, along with the stated health care and information technology. They are equal weight on materials, industrials, and consumer discretionary, with underweight ratings on consumer staples as well as utilities and real estate. As far as globally, the Asset Allocation Committee continues to have an overweight for the United States, with equal weight allocations for Canada, Europe, Latin America, and the Asia Pacific. Europe, they're excluding the UK on that. They happen to have an underweight for the UK and underweight as well for the Middle East Africa region. Now, why does that matter to you? Well, it matters because as you're constructing your portfolio, you want to be in a position to do it properly. And we are big believers in diversification of those portfolios. And the amount of diversification, of course, will determine on your personal situation and what your goals are, your timeline, your risk tolerance. And risk tolerance, there are many, many definitions out there. One of my personal favorites is doing what's appropriate to generate the after-tax rate of return you happen to need to achieve your personal objectives, given your time frame, your risk tolerance, as defined by you, market trends, and all of the other goals that you are looking to achieve simultaneously. So, risk is a very interesting thing. There are all different types. They're specific. There's one company risk, there's global risk, there's interest rate risk. And to determine which will affect you usually does require a sit-down with a credentialed advisor who could walk you through what risk is as it relates to you and your dreams. So, you may want to take advantage of that. If you have an advisor, you may want to revisit risk because things have changed in the last couple of years. If you sit down and talk to us, we'd be more than happy to discuss your goals and all of the things that relate to what's important to you. And just give us a call, 908-713-6600, and we would be more than happy to have that conversation with you. And at the end of the meeting, typically what happens is that you ask us a whole bunch of questions, we've asked you a whole bunch of questions, and we really want to determine whether or not you would like us and trust us enough to have us on your team. And hopefully you do have a team of professionals, a good solid CPA, insurance professionals, bankers, an attorney, especially one that's well-versed in estate law. So we would all be able to pool our resources, our knowledge, to put together a comprehensive financial plan that is designed specifically for you. And that's what professionals are supposed to do. When you're a credentialed advisor, you're a credentialed attorney, you're a credentialed accountant, these are people that, have put in the time, who have the education, who have the ongoing training as a requirement to maintain those credentials. It's the type of relationship that you're looking for, especially now that the Department of Labor fiduciary standard appears to be moving forward, at least temporarily, and that standard, again, is one which mandates that those professionals, especially in the financial services industry, does what's in the client's best interest first, not what's just suitable or good enough where they continue to own their allegiance to their company and to the products that they sell. So you are listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton, Heide & Associates. And when we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about some thoughts of David Joy from Ameriprise, looking at catalysts that might push stocks even higher. And then Tony and I are going to be spending some time talking about our favorite segment, By the Numbers, where we give you a whole bunch of trivia that you may, hopefully, you find interesting. And if you don't, wait for the next one because they come fast and furious. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's horrific attack in Manchester was a gruesome reminder that the world is on fire.
Senate Republican John McCain referring to last night's deadly terrorist attack outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, an attack that ISIS has claimed responsibility for.
Everywhere we turn, we can see threats to the world's rules-based order. that underpins global security and prosperity.
22 people, a number of them youngsters, were killed. 59 other people were injured. Some parents still looking for their kids, as at least 8 people are unaccounted for. While the actual bomber, identified as a 22-year-old Salman Ramadan Abidi, died in the explosion, one arrest in connection with that attack has been made by British authorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
Good morning again. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It is currently 11:31 a.m. on Tuesday, May 23rd in Flemington, New Jersey. We'll do a quick recap of the weather coming up, and then we'll be back with Joe Patton and Some Things About Money. Today, right now, it's about 61 degrees, mostly cloudy. We'll have a high near 72. East winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight there'll be a chance of showers, mainly before midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the evening. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Showers likely Wednesday evening, mainly after 2 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 56. East wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, patchy fog, high near 65. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And Thursday evening, some additional showers are likely, mainly before 3 a.m., and patchy fog as well before 3 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy with a low around 56. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Friday, we'll have some additional chances of showers, mostly cloudy with high near 73, and Friday evening partly cloudy with a low around 56. Saturday mostly sunny, highs near 76, and Saturday night mostly cloudy, low around 57. Sunday and Monday, a small chance of showers, mostly cloudy with the highs in the mid-70s. We're going to turn it over to Joe Patton with Some Things About Money.
Well, have we all been out there shopping for phones? I mean, I know Samsung just came out with a phone that, received rave reviews, and now Apple is following suit with their latest, which by all reports is just absolutely outstanding. But, it's also official. Apple is now assembling iPhones in India. Wistron, a Taiwanese contract manufacturer for Apple, has completed the trial run of an iPhone assembly line, which built a small batch of iPhone SE devices earlier this month. These phones will be sold in India and are expected to begin shipping in volume later this month, according to Apple. This is welcome news as the company looks to establish itself in the Indian market to help offset slowing growth in developed markets. With just 20% of the country's 1.2 billion people using a smartphone, India could provide an attractive growth opportunity. However, price does remain a hurdle. For example, the entry-level iPhone SE currently has an average retail price after local discounts of between $320 and $350, which is approximately 2 times the average price of a smartphone in the country, according to IDC. Apple currently has an estimated 2% share of the Indian smartphone market, which remains dominated over 50% share by Chinese brands such as, Xiaomi and Vivo. In our view, domestic iPhone assembly would be supported by Prime Minister Modi, who has been pushing for more local manufacturing jobs under his Make in India initiative. It may also help the company get the tax concessions from the Indian government in order to set up additional local production in the world's fastest growing mobile market. Looking ahead, we believe the upcoming Worldwide Developer Conference, WWDC, and widely anticipated next-generation iPhone launch this fall could help drive further outperformance of the shares. With the WWDC, we anticipate updates and improvements to the company's four core software platforms, iOS for iPhone, iPad, Mac OS, Watch OS, and TV OS, as well as expanded interoperability between the company's devices. And the 10th anniversary of the iPhone, widely anticipated this fall, it's expected to include a host of upgrades and form factor changes that we believe could help drive a healthy upgrade cycle in the first quarter of 2018. So things are looking up for Apple and Apple stock. That is a good thing. So, Tony, let's talk a little bit about the big upcoming event here in Hunterdon County.
Okay. Have you all heard that the Hunterdon County is celebrating its fourth annual Community Day? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the County of Hunterdon are proud to hold its fourth annual Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the South County Park at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, located on Route 173 in Ringo's. Admission to the event is free to attend, and it will take place rain or shine. This fun-filled event celebrates everything Hunterdon, from local businesses to nonprofit organizations to our 26 municipalities. We are ready to celebrate everything Hunterdon. Some key attractions for this year's Hunterdon County Community Day will be Michael Shedwick's Reptile World. He'll be holding three live reptile shows throughout the afternoon. In addition, Mary Melfi, the Hunterdon County Clerk, will be hosting a community shred event from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Guests who have items to shred will be directed to the designated drop-off area and then directed to the parking. Hunterdon County is going to have face painting as well as a fun obstacle course. I'm sorry, Hunterdon Healthcare is going to have face painting as well as a fun obstacle course in partnership with the Healthy Hunterdon Workforce Initiative. This festive event will also include a petting zoo, pony rides, children's games, bouncy rides, fire and rescue squad vehicles, demos from local businesses and organizations, and tethered rides on the Unity Bank balloon. There will be plenty of delicious food for purchase by Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering, Rita's Water Ice, Popcorn Nation, and much more. Businesses and organizations still have time to be part of this exciting event, which provides a perfect platform for them to introduce their products and services to local consumers. Businesses and food spots are available for $200 and nonprofit spots for $100. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. For more information, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org. And the Chamber would like to thank Hunterdon Healthcare and the County of Hunterdon for being this year's presenting sponsors. We'd also like to acknowledge Jersey Mike's as our community partner and Unity Bank as our entertainment sponsor. So be sure to come to the fourth annual Hunterdon County Community Day. Again, it is Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the South County Park, Hunterdon County Fairgrounds, located on Route 173 in Ringo's. It looks like it's going to be a fun day.
Hopefully I can make it. Generally, Michelle stops in with the kids. And yeah, I encourage all of you listening to come in because it is a fun day. I've been there many times in the past, and they have a lot of activities for the family. Well, let's see, Tony. Let's do a market update here. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 38 points now to 20,934. The S&P 500 is up 4.69 to 2398. The NASDAQ's up over 6.5 points to 61.40. Europe ending mostly higher after strong economic data. One of the leaders was Nokia, which jumped up about 6.8%. The DAX was up over 33 points. The CAC was up 26 6.2. FTSE, a little bit of a lagger, just about even down 4 points. Over to oil again. Oil is up now just 18 cents a barrel to $51.31. In gold prices, down $2.20 an ounce to $12.5920. The 10-year yield reversing course, now up to 2.261%. So we were looking over some of David Joy's comments from Ameriprise. Talked about a number of things, you know, as far as political drama weighing on the markets at home and abroad. You know, as volatile as markets were in the United States just recently, it's nothing compared to Brazil, where the current president was implicated in the bribery scandal that drove his predecessor from office on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. The Bovespa index plunged a combined 10.3%, including an 8.8% drop on Thursday. A semblance of stability did return on Friday as stocks rose 1.7%. The sell-off slowed the year-to-date rally in emerging market equities, which suffered their first weekly loss in the past five, although the harm was limited to a loss of just 0.7% from the MSCI Emerging Markets Index on the year. It remains higher by almost 15%. The drama in Washington leaves investors searching for the next catalyst to push stocks higher. The Trump agenda of tax reform and fiscal stimulus has likely stalled, but to what extent? The administration continues to insist that work on these priorities continue, but there is certainly a chance that what gets accomplished is less than what the markets hope, or is perhaps derailed entirely. Still notwithstanding last week's turbulence, stocks have managed to tread water since early March while events in Washington have unfolded. That is certainly a positive. The best quarter for earnings growth in 6 years no doubt helped, but if Washington policy continues to grind to a halt, it is less clear that economic growth and expected earnings are likely to be strong enough to push stocks higher on their own. The dollar has reflected this uncertainty. The DXY index has been in a steady decline since early March, losing 5% of its value. This is beneficial to U.S. exporters, whose earnings growth has exceeded more domestically reliant companies. But it is also contributed to strong outer performance in foreign markets for dollar-based investors. For example, in local currency terms, stocks in the Eurozone have risen 5.6% since early March, as measured by the Eurostoxx 50 index, with strength following the recent election in France. However, the dollar, in terms of those gains, has totaled 12.4%. Investors remain skeptical. What do they remain skeptical of? Of the three 2017 rate increases. Back home, there's also the issue of the Federal Reserve. Again, as expected, the Fed left rates unchanged at its May meeting. It meets again in 3 weeks when it is widely expected to raise the overnight rate again. The Fed has said it believes that the first quarter economic weakness was temporary. This week, we will receive the minutes from the May meeting, which may further provide us with insight into the Fed's mindset. Since that meeting, the economic data has mostly firmed, especially the April reports on jobs and industrial production. The Bloomberg World Interest Rate Probability Function ascribes a near certainty to another rate hike at the June Federal Open Market Committee meeting, but the market is more skeptical beyond that, indicating roughly just a 1 in 3 chance of a third rate hike this year, which the Fed has said is its expectation. If it becomes apparent that the Fed remains of that view, markets will need to adjust. The current yield has flattened significantly. The spread between the 2- and 10-year Treasury note stood at 125 basis points in mid-March. It closed last week at 96. Inflation has remained subdued, as has wage growth. Since then, stocks have meandered, while the leaders early in the reflation trade financials have languished. Stocks need a jolt. Here's hoping for some accelerating economic activity, while we wait for Washington to find its way. So opinions of David Joy from Ameriprise. So here we are. It's about almost 11:45. We're going to have one more segment. You are currently listening to Some Things About Money. When we come back, Tony and I will give you some tidbits by the numbers and then maybe a bit of a commentary before we close up shop for the day. Once again, you are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back for the last segment. Joe Patton again, certified financial planner, Patton Heidi and Associates, and you are again listening to Some Things About Money, and it's by the numbers time. Tony, do you know that we are close to the average return through the end of last week? The 19th trading week of 2017, the S&P 500 is up 7.6% year-to-date total return, just 2.6 percentage points below its 50-year average annual return of 10.2%. The S&P 500, again, consists of 500 stocks, which is why they call it the S&P 500, and they are chosen for market size, liquidity, and industry group representation. It is a market value weighted index, with each stock's weight in the index proportionate to its market value. Interesting thing that goes along with that, there's been a recent survey or two that has come out about investor expectations. I think investors this year are expecting an annual return of in excess of 12%, even though the average has been just over 10. And talking to a lot of analysts around the industry, over the next 3 to 5 years, they're really only expecting an average rate of return of somewhere between 5 and 7%, depending on who you talk to. So I'm thinking that investors might be getting a little bit ahead of themselves in terms of their expectations going forward, which may put them in a position of looking to take more risk than they should be taking in order to achieve a higher market-weighted average return. And, you know, that may not be the right thing to do. So another reason to sit down and talk with your advisor. What do you have?
Well, this one's interesting and actually makes sense to me. The young and the rich. Americans under the age of 35 make up 25% of the U.S. population but hold just 5% of the U.S. wealth. Americans between ages 55 and 64 make up 16% of the U.S. population but hold 31% of the U.S. wealth. Kind of makes sense.
And they probably pay significantly higher in terms of the amount of taxation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Sticking to monetary policy, Let's talk about Fed Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. You know, we haven't heard much from Chair Yellen recently. She made headlines 2 years ago when she said that equity market valuations at this point generally are quite high and that there are plenty of dangers there. Well, for the 2 years from May 5th, 2015 to May 6th, 2017, the S&P gained 20.4% total return and achieved 36 all-time record closing highs. So I guess the lesson there is don't take investment advice from the chair of the Federal Reserve. Let's see what else. Small percentages. You know, Tony, just 7.4% of the U.S. population has purchased their health insurance through the individual insurance market. I mean, not accessing insurance through an employer or through the government program such as Medicare or Medicaid. That is a rather small percentage for all of the acrimony taking place in Washington, is it not?
Yes, it is. Okay, a goal that many Americans have, 69% to be exact, of American adults who are not current homeowners anticipate that they will become a homeowner within the next 10 years.
So they're waiting for prices to go higher and interest rates to rise, so it would become more costly all the way around?
Or maybe they're waiting to save money.
You can save a lot of money living in your parents' basement, can you not? So, I don't know, bad millennial basement joke. But help on it for those who are living in the basement and don't have jobs yet. Construction companies in the commercial real estate industry employ 4.2 million workers today. Now, the growing number of new construction projects nationwide has created a labor shortage of 500,000 workers in the construction industry. And that would be skilled labor like electricians, for example. And, you know, when more and more of our students are looking to get a four-year degree from some fine institutions around the country, you know, having all of these difficulties getting good employment, high-paying jobs upon graduation, all of these high-paying, labor-intensive jobs that require skills and training to get those skills are just sitting out there being unfulfilled. So hint, maybe going out and getting a trade, plumbing, electrician, roofing contractor, whatever it happens to be, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world before you go to college and get a business degree to learn how to run the business, which is being developed off of the skill that you have achieved. So just, an FYI, I don't know of, you know, any poor plumbers or electricians, do you?
Nope. All right, Joe, do you shop online more than you shop in the store?
Depends on what I'm shopping for. I can tell you that the last three clothing purchases I made were online.
Seems to be a growing trend because Christopher Leinberger of George Washington University Center for Real Estate and Urban Analysis predicts that the next American recession will result in 30% of shopping malls nationwide shutting down. There are now 47,000 shopping centers in the U.S.
Well, if that isn't the next American recession, I don't know what is, because those shopping centers employ how many thousands and thousands of people. So, not a good thing. And not enough shoppers. Yes, 14 publicly traded American retailers have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 2017. A total of 18 retailers had filed for protection in 2009. So it's accelerating at an accelerating pace. But let's talk about economic expansion. 95th month, that is a long expansion. It's the third longest U.S. expansion based upon data that has been tracked since 1854, 163 years. Wow. That's according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. And how has the GDP, gross domestic product of the United States, done recently? Well, it's grown by 0.7% in the first quarter of 2017. quarter-over-quarter change and expressed by an annualized result. And that's a performance that is greater than just 15 of the previous 100 quarters dating back to the first quarter of 1992. So even though, you know, we hear a lot about how slow the economy is, I guess it's really not as slow when you put it into that perspective, although coming out of the deepest recession that we've seen since the Great Depression, it was the first time we've gone through at least an 8-9 year period without at least one quarter of 3% GDP growth. So I guess it depends on, is the glass half full or half empty? So wages, what do you got on wages? Nothing. But we will talk about ages. Minimum age. House of Representative members must be at least 25 years old when they take office. The youngest House member of the current congressional session is Elsie Stefanik. She's a Republican from New York. Sorry, Elsie, but we're going to give away your age. You turn 33 on July 2nd of this year. Senators must be at least 30 years old when they take office. The youngest senator of the current congressional session is Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, who turned 40 on May 13th of this year. And that's according to the Congressional Research Service. Another one, high school diploma. We touched on this earlier. Do you know only 36% of American jobs typically require some type of post-secondary education, you know, for entry? Everything else is out there available to whoever wants to get it. So, smaller government. Can we learn from the French? French President Emmanuel Macron took office on Sunday, has proposed eliminating 120,000 public sector jobs within the French government over the next 5 years. I don't think he's going to be really popular with those people, although he did win 66% of the French vote in the election on May 7th, according to the Wall Street Journal. So we have a lot of conversation here in this country about reducing, you know, the bulbous size of our government, and with that does come a problem of finding new positions for all of those people who will be displaced from their current government, is it patronage? I guess in certain cases it is, but there are a lot of good government service workers who have done this as a career and have provided tremendous service to our government. So if their jobs are no longer available, I hope we will provide them with the opportunity for adequate training so they can move into something that will enable them to maintain the lifestyle that they and their families have become accustomed to, because they will be losing those positions through no fault of their own. So you have been listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton with Tony Clark from Patton Heide & Associates. And we wish you a very, very good day here in Hunterdon County. As usual, if you're going to go out and enjoy it, we hope you're enjoying it while shopping, because after all, it's the shopkeepers here that provide a lot of the quality of life we enjoy. They employ many of our neighbors and have become an integral and necessary part of the culture here in Hunterdon. So get out there, shop, buy Hunterdon, buy often. You've been listening to Some Things About Money, and you have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's horrific attack in Manchester was a gruesome reminder that the world is on fire.
Senate Republican John McCain referring to last night's deadly terrorist attack outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, an attack that ISIS has claimed responsibility for.
Everywhere we turn, we can see threats to the world's rules-based order that underpins global security and prosperity.
22 people, a number of them youngsters, were killed. 59 other people were injured. Some parents still looking for their kids, as at least 8 people are unaccounted for. While the actual bomber, identified as a 22-year-old Salman Ramadan Abidi, died in the explosion, one arrest in connection with that attack has been made by British authorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The latest on a shocking murder case that left a 6-year-old boy dead in Mississippi.